So to delete this entire directory within your registry, you will simply right-click and do a delete. Okay. Now, if you find that you cannot delete that directory, what you need to do, it just means that you simply don't have permissions to delete that directory. So what you want to do is to right-click on that directory and go to permissions, and you'll see this here. Just highlight everyone, then click on where it says flow control. Just make sure that the allowed check button is checked. And then once you do that, then click OK. And the reason why you're not seeing me delete it is because I've already done it. I've already went through to repair my Magic Jack unit, and this works perfectly. Okay, now once that directory is deleted, you can go ahead and exit out of your registry editor by clicking this exit symbol here, or going to File and Exit, okay? You have one more step to accomplish here. Now, before we do that one last step, what you've done so far, you unplugged your Magic Jack dongle from the back of your PC or front of your PC, wherever it's plugged into, from the USB port. You deleted a folder called the MJUSBSP folder that appeared within that Documents and Settings folder that I showed you earlier. The third thing you did was you went into your registry and you deleted a directory. And then you exited out of the registry. Now, at this point, what you need to do is reconnect your Magic Jack into your USB port. Now, once you do that, Magic Jack will automatically upgrade the system. So once you plug that Magic Jack in, Magic Jack should automatically take over and reinstall everything fresh for you, and your Magic Jack should start to work. If after a reasonable amount of time you find that nothing is happening, or it appears that nothing is happening, try disconnecting your Magic Jack and plugging it into another USB port. Okay, so hopefully this will bring your Magic Jack back up to the way it was before, and you should be good to go. And again, I'm not guaranteeing that this is going to happen or going to work for you 100% of the time, but I can say that each time I've had a problem with my Magic Jack where it was unable to connect, then I followed this procedure and it brought it right back up without any problems.